KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA Mobile. KN4 VWA.
And what's the wild man doing today?
Dang, this traffic jam. How I hate to be late. Hurts my motor to go so slow. I'm on 85.
Okay, well, I'm headed east on Pelham Road, and a little ways to go there.
I just got off of 85 at the GSP Highway 14 exit, and it's still rolling less than the speed limit.
Yeah, I was thumbing through this J.C. Whitney catalog one time, and it had this horn you could put on your car. It's like 130 dB decibels, and it says, command your way through traffic. I said, yeah, I'd like to see how that works.
Hey, you know what I put on my 69 Roadrunner one time? Dad and I were always fooling with airplanes, and we ran across a guy that had a bunch of DC-7 parts, and I grabbed the landing light from the wing of a DC-7, and I mounted it up under the grill of the front of that 69 Roadrunner, and I could be riding down the road, and if somebody went to sleep in the left lane, I could flick that thing on, and the rest of the lights and the dash would dim down, and that thing, it was like being under the sun.
Wow, I guess they probably thought you were law enforcement. They probably got over.
I don't know, but they woke up and they got out of the fast lane right quick, fast and in a hurry. That was always fun. And you know, people that just turn on their bright lights and ride straight towards you, and they don't dim their lights even though you flash your bright lights at them a couple of times, I could throw that jewel on and they'd just about run off the road.
Steve, you just ain't right. Well, did you have the horn on there that played Dixie?
No, I was a little bit of a redneck, and I watched Dukes of Hazzard, but I didn't do the Dixie horn. Oh, me. Now, hey, I, when we get to lunch, I'll tell you a little story about my son and the Dukes of Hazzard, okay?
I can't wait to hear it. Well, do you remember Larry and Harry Wood, don't you?
Oh, yeah. They've got a little garage right there at Highway 29, Wade Hampton Boulevard, and Vern Smith Parkway. They're right up there on that little pass-through road. I can't remember the name of that pass-through road. But anyhow, they build some old drag cars and stuff in there occasionally, and they run a towing service now.
Well, I wonder what happened. I worked with Larry at the county. He worked in heavy equipment, and I worked over there on the other side with lighter stuff, you know, the police cars and ambulances. And then he worked on the big tandem dump trucks and all that big stuff. So, and if I needed any welding or anything done like that, I could take it over to him or Dwight, and they would just fix me right up.
Around the edges, but they were good old boys. Hey, and you know that old 69 Camaro Z28 they had? They've still got that body.
KB4 CBA. Well, the only thing I remember them driving was a 57 Chevrolet. I thought they both had 57s or 56. I think they were 57s. I can't remember, but that's what I remember them driving to high school.
Yeah, well, they also had a 69 Camaro. You know, the one that had the Chevy 302 engine in it? They had one of those.
Yeah, I didn't even, until a few years ago, I didn't even know Chevy made a 302. I thought that was Ford territory, but somebody was telling me about that. We were talking about engines. I always wanted, I liked the 70 through 72 Cutlass. Oldsmobile Cutlass body style and the 442, but I couldn't afford a 442. But I found a wrecked Cutlass, and it had I can't remember what year it was, but it had a 400 in it, big block, and the intake on that thing, I've never seen an intake so wide. And the guy told me it put out 350 horsepower, and I believed it. That was a big old chunk of motor. I wanted to buy that thing. If I'd have been smart, I would have bought it.
That was probably that 455 engine they had out for a while. Yeah, it was tough as nails, baby. I had a 65 442. And you know what 442 stood for, didn't you?
Oh, golly. Let's see. I used to know, and it's not what you think. Now, you'll have to tell me. I know a lot of people thought it was four barrel, four on the floor, and something else. I can't even think of what it was. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, you're real close. It was four speed, four barrel, and duals.
Okay. Well, I looked at, speaking of duals, I looked at a set of exhaust tips for my Mustang, you know, to put, they bolt right on, like factory, and eliminate the muffler, but they do have a little chamber in there. But they're stainless steel, and they want like $480-something in it for, you know, 3 feet of pipe. Give me a break. I mean, I don't need stainless steel. You know, by the time it starts rusting, I'll be ready to trade it in anyway.
Well, you need to go over to Gwen's Fast Lube in Greer. And do not get your oil changed there, but next door he has a muffler shop. The guy that runs the muffler shop is named Hawk. And the guy, listen, I would not let anybody touch my classic stuff but him. He knows his stuff. And I guarantee you, David, he can fix you right up.
All right, well, we're going to have to talk about that at the... as we break bread together, my brother, here I'm pulling into the parking lot. Did I tell you about my buddy? I've got a friend of mine, David Robertson. He's a highway patrolman, and I keep up with him on Facebook, and he was telling everybody on Facebook about his experience with an inebriated customer last night. And the guy, you know, he was saying all kinds of crazy stuff, and David was laughing, and and the guy kept saying he wanted to call his wife, so when he got through processing it, he said, well, here, let me let you call your wife, and then the guy started cussing, saying, I want to call my wife, so that's the last thing I want to do. But anyway, why was I telling you that? I was telling him because I about got run off the road by a girl. She was texting, and she came over on me, and I want a white stripe on my Mustang, but I want it on the hood, not on the door.